This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Host here at InfoWars many times, and he had AI produce a reading of the Declaration of Independence by yours truly, Alex Jones, and our own Harrison Smith. I'm going to play a little bit of that for you here, and we're going to upload it to band.video. Here's Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and Harrison Smith read the Declaration of Independence.
In Congress, July 4, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government, and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to encourage their migration.
This is a pretty
and raising the
cool AI-generated thing. I'm not going to lie. There's some of the stuff this AI generation is producing. Pretty cool.
We're going to upload that video in its entirety. We got about halfway through it. We're going to upload that video. Alex Jones, Owen Troyer, Harrison Smith read the Declaration of Independence. That is being uploaded to band.video as we speak. You can share it right from there.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Our number two of the Alex Jones Show here today. Still plenty of news to cover, ladies and gentlemen. But I have to tell you, I was a little freaked out yesterday because on Tuesday, I had the final scoop of Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix, and I thought it was all gone. And yesterday, I was running around here because I was jonesing for some Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix, and I couldn't find any of it, and I was just like, oh boy, this is a disaster. Where's the Fizzy Magnesium? Well, one of the crew members found one canister today. Ha-ha, back in business, baby. We're back. Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm not going to, I just have this here because I genuinely love this drink for an orange drink mix, and I'm not even here to tell you about all the great health benefits of magnesium and all the great things about why you need magnesium or why you might be deficient. I'm just telling you, this is the best orange drink mix on the planet for the flavor. So the fact that it's healthy for you is just a bonus. But when I saw the crew bring me a canister of Fizzy Magnesium today, I had a huge smile on my face because I love to drink Fizzy Magnesium when I'm on the air. Healthy for me, but the best orange drink mix you're going to find. I'm telling you, best orange drink mix on the planet. I actually do two scoops. It enhances the flavor that much more. Two scoops is what I do. One scoop recommended, but I do two scoops. Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, best orange drink mix on the planet right there. And, you know, kids like flavored drinks, but you don't want them drinking unhealthy stuff, so maybe have a nice pitcher of cold Fizzy Magnesium in your fridge. They'll drink that instead of the toxic stuff. All right. Oh, and you're going to want to have a water filter to mix it with, too, so you have the filtered water. Get your water filter at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And that's what makes everything we do here possible. All right. Let's just start going through some of this news that we have here today. GOP Representative Anna Paulina Luna files another resolution to censure, condemn, and fine serial liar Adam Schiff $16 million for his egregious abuse of trust. Way to go, Anna Paulina Luna. This is the new brand of Republican we need to embrace and promote and elect more of. Pushing back against these dirtbag Democrats like Adam Schiff, a true scoundrel. A bona fide liar. Produce your evidence of Russian collusion, Adam Schiff. You swore to Congress you had the evidence. Produce it, you lying sack of crap. Senator Rick Scott. Now, this is actually in response. So, you have all these left-wing outlets like the NAACP and I think ADL maybe too, and they're saying, don't go to Florida. It's racist. It's bigoted. It's misogynistic. And, you know, there's only so much we can do around here. But I was thinking, you know what would be a hilarious thing? Is if I decided to do some goofy troll stunt. I mean, it'd be so inappropriate, but it would just be so funny. And I know that the members of the audience would love it, too. I could do some goofy troll stunt and say, hey, to all my black friends and black audience members, we're taking a bus to Florida. And just get like 30, 40 black people on a bus and just go to Florida and we go to the beach and we're just loving it. We're just loving life. We're playing sand volleyball. We're drinking daiquiris. We're swimming in the ocean. We're surfing, everything. And it would be like, hey, look, here's a bunch of black people in Florida. It's like, how's the racism treating you? It's like, I love it down here. This is great. Thanks, NAACP. Like, yeah. So if somebody wants to do that, I think it would be hilarious. I mean, I could definitely do it. Me and the crew could definitely pull that off. Load up a bus. Hey, the NAACP is warning you. You're a black American. The NAACP is warning you. Do not go to Florida. So I'm inclined to just say, hey, anybody out there wants to go to Florida that happens to have a dark skin complexion? Why don't you hop on the bus? Let's go to Florida. Let's go to the beach. Let's go have some fun in the sun, huh? And then just do this whole, like, anti-NAACP thing. It's like, the NAACP says that Florida is not safe for black people. And just have all these people, like, surfing and drinking and playing golf. Anyway, let's go on. But anyway, so this is in response. Senator Rick Scott issues travel advisory warning Florida is openly hostile towards socialists. I don't mind that. I actually don't mind that. I don't know why that's considered to be controversial. Republican Senator Rick Scott issued a formal travel advisory Tuesday warning the state of Florida is openly hostile towards socialists, communists, and those that enable them. In a statement, Scott said the advisory is in direct response to the Biden administration's, quote, attempts to erase capitalism and the system that has brought prosperity to Florida. Quote from Scott's advisory, before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by socialists and others who work in the Biden administration. Oppression and poverty that socialism always brings. Yes. Yes. The advisory comes days after the NAACP issued its own travel advisory for Florida, citing legislation surrounding AP African American Studies classes and other controversial legislation. I think this is brilliant. Again, more of this, please. More of a Republican brand that doesn't give a lick about the Democrat propaganda, doesn't give a lick about the lies that will be told by the Democrats in response to this. Screw them. Censure Adam Schiff. Fine him $16 million. Tell people that Florida is openly hostile towards communists. Yes. Yes. This is the brand of conservatism that will win. But you've got to own it. You've got to wear it. And it seems that it's starting to catch on here. Definitely starting to catch on. Why is that controversial? The whole country used to be openly hostile towards dirty communists. What the hell happened? Make communist an insult again. Texas passes bill to become the ninth state to leave the ERIC voting system. They are pulling out of the controversial voter roll scheme. Only 23 states remain. And some think that this could be a major breakthrough in stopping massive voter fraud. This is going to be interesting. The battle in Arizona is ongoing. There's back and forth in litigation still between Kerry Lake and Arizona with the election results from 2022. there's a push to remove all electronic voting systems in Arizona. Folks, I really believe that there's going to be a case study, and maybe Florida was already the case study, or maybe we'll have a better case study where if you actually clean up the voter rolls and stop ballot harvesting and stop mail-in ballots, and you can have the closest result to the reality as possible with just some of those measurements. And then you look at what happened in Florida. Republicans had massive victories in Florida in 2020 after they cleaned up the voter rolls. Even major cities like Miami went red and Jacksonville and others. Now, Jacksonville's gone back blue. But the point is it takes one major example of this. Maybe Arizona will end up being this, where if you clean up the voter rolls or you go back to paper ballots or you get rid of all these corrupt election machines, and then you see a difference in the results like you've never seen anywhere before, the entire political landscape changes, folks. Because you have to understand the human winning psychology. If people see Republicans start winning in landslides, they'll say, oh, Democrats were never popular? Well, never mind. I'm not going to vote for a Democrat then. I just did this because I thought they were popular, but they're not.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Breaking news stories here. You know, my heart breaks. My heart breaks because innocent men are rotting away in jail cells as a part of the political persecution and corruption of the Democrat Party in the deep state. Oath Keepers founder sentenced to 18 years in January 6th seditious conspiracy case. The founder of the far right. No, it's not far right. It's Oath Keepers. They took an oath to the Constitution, and so they started a group called Oath Keepers because so little of the individuals that take that oath actually keep it. So it's actually just a pro-America, pro-Constitution group, but okay, it's far right then. The founder of the far-right Oath Keepers has been sentenced to 18 years in federal prison in connection with the J6 attack on the Capitol following his conviction on seditious conspiracy. Folks, it's just sick. It's just sick. The judge said, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and to the very fabric of this democracy." You know, I've had an uplifting message of hope for the future and momentum going in the right direction, but boy, this just drags me right back down to the depths. This drags me right back down to the depths, folks. Because they all know January 6th was not a seditious conspiracy, was not a coup, was not an insurrection. They all know it. That is just an absolute lie. What seditious conspirators go for a taco lunch in the middle of their seditious conspiracy? What insurrectionists call it off when they get an emergency alert on their phone saying everybody goes home? It's absurd. They produced no evidence. The juries in these cases even admit, we didn't see any evidence to convict them. We think they deleted all the evidence. We're assuming the evidence is there, but they deleted it, and so therefore we find them guilty. Folks, this is dark stuff. This is scary stuff. But here's the ultimate, is to say Stuart Rhodes presents an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and the very fabric of this democracy is so absolutely ludicrous and so absolutely out of this world level of ridiculousness. Who do you think poses a threat to the republic and the fabric of our democracy? Stuart Rhodes or Joe Biden? Stuart Rhodes or Merrick Garland? Stuart Rhodes or Christopher Wray? Stuart Rhodes or George Soros? This is sick, man. I got to tell you, this is a gut blow, and I need to cover this because it shows how dark and twisted the thing currently is in our country. But honestly, it's like, I can't even cover this. My heart breaks. My soul leaves my body. My stomach falls. It's just sick. I'm not even going to come on here and do some defense of Stuart Rhodes like he needs me to defend him or some sort of argument against Stuart Rhodes' sentence today. This is just ludicrous. This is just absolutely ludicrous to act like Stuart Rhodes or anybody that was there on January 6th poses any real threat to this country. These are the people that love the country. These are the people that are calling out the threats to the country. And then they're the ones that get blamed for everything. Stuart Rhodes has never been in office. How many years has Stuart Rhodes been in Congress? How many years has Stuart Rhodes been a governor, a mayor, a president? Zero. Zero. How are you going to sit here and blame Stuart Rhodes for the decay of our republic that has been going on for decades? He's never even been in office. There's your threat to democracy. There's your threat to the republic. You're going to go after people who haven't even served in office once? See, I can't do it. It's just too much. And they want to put me in jail. They want to put me away forever, too. Let me do this. I gotta break this up somehow. Let's just, let's just play this clip. This is Representative Jayapal, Democrat representative. She's a complete lunatic moron, and the host on CNN actually calls her out on this. You don't even believe this unless you hear it. Representative Jayapal, majority of Americans want Congress to cut spending. Really means most people want higher taxes. Try to figure this out for yourself, folks, in clip six.
New poll out, I'm sure you've seen it in just the last 2 days. And what it shows really interestingly is that 60% of Americans say Congress should only raise the debt ceiling if it comes with spending cuts at the same time. And that includes 58% of independents. Is your position out of step now, Congresswoman, with the majority of the American people?
I'm so glad you raised that poll, because I think it's really important to look at what that poll says. If you just say to people, should we cut spending? They will probably say yes. However, if you say, would you rather cut spending and reduce the deficit by cutting the tax breaks to the wealthiest corporations and wealthiest individuals, or would you like to cut your own health care, education, care for veterans, et cetera, I guarantee you that you would have even higher numbers that say, let's make sure that we're making the wealthy pay their fair share.
That's the other thing we've been saying to the Republicans. The poll says. This is the exact question that was asked of voters. What should Congress do on the debt ceiling? Raise only if spending cut, 60%. Raise no matter what, 24%. Not raise, let U.S. default, 15%. These are what they are saying to this critical question.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
No, I understand. But, Poppy, you can't take tax cuts out of spending. You know, tax cuts for the wealthiest are spending. Don't think that that isn't spending. When under Donald Trump, they added almost $2 trillion to the deficit because they gave tax cuts to the wealthiest. That is spending. And I think the American people understand that that's what needs to change, is we need to roll back those tax cuts, and we need to actually make sure that we are reducing the deficit by making the wealthiest pay their fair share, not by cutting working people's benefits.
Very well aware of what those 2017 tax cuts did. And to your point, you pointed out yesterday the policies proposed by the White House and all.
So that's how dumb Democrat representatives are. I mean, it's not even worth responding to that idiocracy. I just had to break it up here because to be sit here and gaslit and told that Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic and Stuart Rhodes is responsible for America going in the wrong direction, are you kidding me? You are sick if you really believe that. I don't know. I'm going to have to recover from this somehow. This is just too much. I mean, we just sit here and watch the FBI lie to us. I mean, like, they're celebrating George Floyd's death anniversary today. They lied to us about that. Buildings burned. Oh.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Right, I'm going to try to refocus myself here and re-energize myself here. It's just, I mean, this is such gaslighting. This is such injustice. Honestly, this is such a display of evil and or ignorance to say that Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic, the biggest threat to the United States of America? Folks, this guy was basically living out of his car, couch surfing for a decade while running the Oath Keepers. So, no. To not even comment on whatever Stuart Rhodes was doing that day or not doing on January 6th. To say that that's the threat to the republic, to say that that's responsible for the decay of our country is such evil and or ignorance. I'm in awe of it. I'm like,
let's look at an example here. So you're probably seeing it today. The 3-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. And they're doing the same propaganda. And they're bringing her daughter out. And, oh, George Floyd was such a great father, wasn't he? George Floyd was such a great father that he was high on fentanyl and he was using counterfeit money and he was resisting arrest. That's how great of a father he was. And he was such a great person that he once held a woman at gunpoint, a pregnant woman at gunpoint with a gun to her pregnant belly while his accomplices were robbing the apartment. Such a great man. Such a hero. And I have the autopsy report here, you know, if you want to see it for yourself. It's public information. George Floyd had no life-suffering injuries. Says it right on his autopsy. If we could put that on the screen, please. No life-threatening injuries identified. All right, it's all right there on the screen. I'm not going to read it all to you. It's all right there on the screen. Now, he did have COVID, but okay. I guess that just shows you how stupid that whole thing is. Did he die from COVID? Did he die from the drugs in his system, like fentanyl? Overdosing on fentanyl? So the official toxicology report, George Floyd had zero life-threatening injuries. He had COVID and he overdosed on fentanyl while breaking the law and resisting arrest. Now, what happened in the aftermath? Now, I don't blame George Floyd for the destruction of our country. I don't blame George Floyd for the decay of our republic. He's just a man that made some decisions in his life that may have led to his death. But what happened in the aftermath of his life ending? Democrats rioted for months. Remember, we covered it yesterday. I mean, you can look it up on the Daily Beast. 175 Target stores closed in the aftermath of the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots. Targets burned and looted. 175 shut down in the process. That wasn't George Floyd's fault. He had nothing to do with that. He was dead. That was your Democrat Party. That was your liberal progressive culture that did that. You know who else that wasn't? That wasn't Stuart Rhodes either. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Ferguson, Missouri to the ground. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Charlotte, North Carolina to the ground during riots. It wasn't Stuart Rhodes that burnt Minneapolis, burnt Kenosha. No, that was not Stuart Rhodes. That was the Liberal Democrat Party's own movement. To say Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic is so evil and or ignorant, it just steals the soul right out of your body. But this is a perfect juxtaposition. No, rioting and looting and destroying entire cities over a lie told by the mainstream media, that destroys our republic. The FBI and the CIA and the Democrat Party making up fake Russian collusion, that destroys our republic. Intelligence agencies and 50 intelligence agents lying to the American people saying the Hunter Biden laptop is fake, that destroys our democracy. I mean, again, I got them all right here. Biden's DOJ drops all charges against Soros-backed Massachusetts caught lying under oath. That's destroying our republic. IRS veteran goes public as whistleblower and Hunter Biden criminal probe. IRS whistleblower speaks. DOJ slow walk tax probe said to involve Hunter Biden. Second Hunter Biden IRS whistleblower emerges after dismissal despite 5 years on case. That's destroying our republic, not Stuart Rhodes. These are the people who belong in jail for decades, not Stuart Rhodes. FBI refuses to comply with congressional subpoena on alleged Biden play-to-play scheme. Christopher Wray threatened with contempt of court for defying subpoena on Joe Biden's scheme. These are the people destroying our republic. These are the people that need to be in court. These are the people that deserve decades of jail time, not Stuart Rhodes. And me coming on air talking about this risks my life. that's fine. They'll probably tell you, Owen Schroyer's responsible for the destruction of the Republic because I was daring to be in D.C. on January 6th. Didn't touch anybody, told people not to go to the Capitol, told people to get down off the steps, tried to work with law enforcement to stop the whole thing, wasn't even there when the people like Ray Epps were there when they broke through the barriers. But I'm in court every stinking month. I'm on probation. I got to talk to probation officers. But hey, it's too bad I'm not a Democrat. It's too bad my last name isn't Biden, because then I'd be above the law. Maybe I should just identify as Hunter Biden and they'll drop all the charges. How about that? How about I decide to identify as a member of the Biden family? Will the charges against Owen Schroyer be dropped if he identifies as a member of the Biden crime family? Oh, by the way, this is breaking today, too. FBI identified car used in DNC pipe bombing, but won't ID the suspect. Amazing. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee re-upped demands for a comprehensive briefing on the two-year-old case over which the FBI has refused transparency. I wonder why. Your failure to comply with our request is particularly concerning given recent media reports regarding the pipe bomb investigation. So the FBI is also protecting the pipe bomber. This is outrageous. Okay. Okay, here's Joe Biden. Here's more of your propaganda. This is what's actually destroying the country. Joe Biden is telling you, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican, they are going to use the full force of the government to fight you. Here it is in clip five.
Building cross-community solidarity and collective action to fight hate. This strategy includes over 100 bold and unprecedented actions that government agencies are going to take to counter anti-Semitism.
Can't even talk.
And that includes calls for action for Congress, state and local governments, companies, technology platforms, civil society, and faith leaders, all of them to act. Silence is complicity. All of us must stand united to affirm that an attack on any one group of us is an attack on all of us.
He can't even read. He can't even enunciate. He can't even open his eyes. He can't even wipe his own ass. Your president, Joe Biden. All right, things took a real dark turn on today's transmission because of this news. It's just so sick. And see, I understand how we're all connected. Folks, if they can do it to Donald Trump, if they can do it to Stuart Rhodes, if they can do it to Owen Schroyer, if they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to you. And they will. Where is the sense of urgency here? Where is the appropriate response to this?
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Truly the enemy of the people. New Rasmussen poll. Stories at Infowars.com. I'm just at a loss today. It's just the corruption is really in full exposure today, isn't it? With the IRS and the FBI and the DOJ covering for the Biden crime family, committing high crimes and misdemeanors while in the highest office in the land. The FBI, the DOJ, the IRS covers all of that up. But my goodness, the wrong person was in the wrong place at the wrong time on January 6th, and your entire life is going to be ruined, and you're going to be blamed for all the things that are wrong in the country. It's just unreal. And to make matters worse, there is a thread from America First Legal breaking down once again how the Department of State and the Democrats were censoring information on the internet. This is a very long thread. I don't intend on reading the whole thing, but we'll delve into it a little bit here. America First Legal released documents obtained from a FOIA lawsuit against the Department of State exposing how the Global Engagement Center carries out state propaganda through private media organizations. The GEC routinely coordinates with a global cartel of, quote, independent fact-checkers, just leftist liberals, led by the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, which operates PolitiFact, and members of its International Fact-Checking Network. The International Fact-Checking Network received its initial funding from the Department of State funded National Endowment for Democracy, the Omidyar Network, Google, Facebook, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Soros Open Society Foundations. These are the invisible fact checkers. They're all leftists, Democrats, globalists, World Economic Forum types. And they censor the information that they don't want you to see. These are the people that deserve justice. And any presidential candidate not properly addressing this, and so this is what's so frustrating, and maybe this will eventually change, but it's just like, what are you waiting for? The Republican Party should be unified. And every Republican candidate for president should be unified on this issue. This should be the number one issue. This should be the platform issue for the Republicans in 2024. And that's an entire party promise to finally do something about the corruption in Washington, D.C. Everybody knows it. It's called the District of Criminals for a reason. Everybody knows D.C. is where the crooks are. Everybody knows the U.S. government is the source for evil that you have experienced in your life, probably more than any other source of evil. They steal your money. They infringe on your rights. They sell you out. And then they come for you and blame you for all of it. But hey, the U.S. government, very responsible here. Representative Nancy Mace points out, the president says the government doesn't have to cut any spending, but the federal government spent $3 million in 2022 watching hamsters fight on steroids. That's good. That's a good usage of taxpayer money, $3 million to inject hamsters with steroids and have them fight. Mm-hmm. Hey, we all like a good Pokemon battle, but I think you're taking it a little too far. Whose idea is this? Let's give hamsters steroids and then let's have them fight, and the government will pay for it. Whose idea was that? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls on Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan to resign, accusing him of being drunk in the Capitol. Yeah, it appears the guy was wasted in the Capitol. And this is the House Speaker Dade Phelan who has actually helped the Democrats make sure that some of the good legislation that the Republicans in Texas are trying to pass doesn't get passed. He lets the Democrats delay until the session is done. So Dade Phelan is really barely even effective as a Speaker of the House. Can't imagine how much more effective he is when he's allegedly drunk. It's just a disaster. It's like, again, I'm no purist here, but it's like, why are you setting yourself up for failure? There's another great Texas legislator that also is going to have to be resigning because he was drunk flirting with some staffer, some female staffer, Brian Slayton. He's a great member of the Texas House. It's like, well, you got to lose him now. It's just a shame. It's just a shame. Pure evil. Leaked memo shows Biden regime is ending DNA testing of children at the border to stop child trafficking. They love the child trafficking. Joe Biden is responsible for more children being trafficked into human trafficking and sex slavery than any other president in U.S. history, probably combined. Probably combined. More children have entered the human trafficking realm under Joe Biden's presidency than any other presidency combined. And they just write policy to make sure it happens. Yeah, we're not going to do DNA testing. So, you know, 25-year-old guy shows up with three kids. Oh, yeah, I'm their uncle. Okay, bring them in. How do you think that goes? How do you think that goes? And so now that's only going to be worse, by the way. So now this policy is going to be known. Now even more children are going to be trafficked across the border. Thanks, Joe Biden. Maybe they like stories like this. Migrant smuggler drops 4-year-old boy from top of 30-foot border wall. We've seen this multiple times. That's what they like.
That's what the open border does. Oh, Minnesota to allow all undocumented residents to enroll in Minnesota Care. There's your nice commie care. There's your nice commie healthcare system. So now anybody coming into the country illegally can go right to Minnesota and you pay for everything they need. By the way, a lot of them come in here very unhealthy. A lot of them come in here very sick. A lot of them come in here with diseases. A lot of them come in here. The first place they go is a hospital, folks. And you're paying for the entire process. Now it's even worse. Unreal. Just, you know, I've been positive overall this week, and I'm still going to try to share a message of positivity. But, I mean, my God, is this country more corrupt than it's ever been, probably ever. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're living through such an age of corruption in the history of this country. But, I mean, you're in it, folks. This is the most corrupt time in the history of the United States of America. This is the most corrupt presidency in the history of this country. And the fact that that isn't a universal understanding from every American just shows you why they have to censor, shows you why they have to run their propaganda, and shows you why they have to censor, arrest, and murder their political opposition. And it's only going to get worse until it's stopped. It's only going to get worse. But the Republican Party won't unify to stop it. So here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything we do here is made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for that. And most people aren't aware of the iodine deficiency problems that we have in this country. It's well known. Many Americans are deficient in iodine, and this is very important for your health, your immune system, your metabolism, and so much more. So we have the solution at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is Survival Shield X3 Nascent Triiodine. Discover the power of activated triiodine, Survival Shield X3, 25% off. Back in stock, 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. We want to make sure that all of our InfoWarriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with a massive sale on Survival Shield X3. For a limited time, Survival Shield X3 is 25% off. Derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's surface, Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize the nascent iodine in an activated triiodine form to bring nascent iodine amplitude off the charts. We have upped our formula with the incredible triiodine formula. Survival Shield X3 can support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism to assist your overall well-being. 25% off Survival Shield X3 while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.